Think of Zechariah, just remember 8, 4, and 2.
记住这个就好，那内容慢慢再看。我是要背了好久，为了上课，我是背了好久。第一个意象什么？第二个，当然我现在是让我从第一个意象讲到第八个都讲得出来，记在第几章都晓得。那我回去的时候可能明年来忘记了。Just
to prepare for this class, I had to remember the different visions. So you've asked me which vision is in which chapter, I can tell you, but probably I will forget next year.
当老师好处就是说你要讲的你已经先看了。But
the nice thing about being the instructor is that you can look over what you are going to teach.
不知道有人说这他怎么厉害，其实不是啊。
But those who don't know will think that the instructor is pretty good, but actually they are not.
有时候只是几分钟之前先晓得而已啊。
In fact, some of us may only learn something new a few minutes before class.
好，那撒迦利亚书它是八个意象，
eight visions in Zechariah.
那我们刚已经看到第三章，
just now we have seen chapter 3,
这是第四个意象，
which is the fourth vision,
就是约书亚大祭司的意象，
the vision of the Joshua the high priest.
第五个意象是第四章，
fifth vision, chapter 4.
所罗巴伯的意象，
the vision seen by Zerubbabel.
就是金灯台旁边的两棵葡萄那个橄榄树。
The vision about Zerubbabel of the gold lampstand and the two olive trees.
第六意象第五章，
the sixth vision is in chapter 5,
一节到四节，
verses 1 through 4,
飞行的书卷，
the flying scroll.
第七个，
the seventh,
就是五章的五节到第十一节，
it's in chapter 5, verses 5 to 11.
量器中的妇人，
the woman in on the scale.
第八个意象，
first, the eighth vision.
第六章，
chapter 6.
四辆车，
the four chariots.
这是撒迦利亚书的八意象。
These are the eight visions in Zechariah.
那第七章，
chapter 7.
以下叫四个信息。
And on talks about four messages.
那四个信息用什么来分呢？
How are these four messages divided?
你看第七章的第四节，
chapter 7 verse 4，
用万军之耶和华的话就临到我说，
Then the word of the Lord Almighty came to me.
神的话临到他，用这个这句话来做分界线，
use the sentence to divide the messages.
这是第四节，
this is in verse 4，
第一个信息，
the first message.
第八节，
verse 8，
耶和华的话又临到撒迦利亚说，
and the word of the Lord came again to Zechariah.
第二个信息，
this is the second message.
那第三个信息是第八章，
the third message is in chapter 8.
万军之耶和华的话又临到我说，
verse 1, again the word of the Lord Almighty came to me.
那耶和华的话临到我说，下面又有几个就是大主题之下的小标题。
And under these broader categories are smaller categories.
你看第二节，
verse 2，
万军之耶和华如此说，
this is what the Lord Almighty says.
第三节，
verse 3，
耶和华如此说，
this is what the Lord says.
那第七节，
verse 7，
万军之耶和华如此说，
this is what the Lord Almighty says.
第九节，
9，
万军之耶和华如此说，
this is what the Lord Almighty says.
都是一样的，你看第十四节是一样，
verse 14 is also the same.
那这个不能把它当成独立的一个大标题，就是这个在万军之耶和华的话临到我说之下的耶和华说。
when it says this is what the Lord Almighty says, these are not major divisions, these are just smaller categories under the bigger category, which says the word of the Lord came to me.
在解经的第一个功课就是它的那structure要把它分出来。
The first lesson in interpreting the Bible is to find the structure.
结构分析了哈。
Structural analysis.
如果你们有上解经学的话，一定会上到就是结构。那这结构里面，这是不？那我们看第十八节。
Verse 18.
万军之耶和华的话临到我说，说这是第四个。
Again, the word of the Lord Almighty came to me, a fourth message.
所以用这个来分，就是四个信息。
So these are the ways. This is the way to divide the four messages.
你看，在第四个信息里面的第二十节。
Verse 20.
万军之耶和华如此说，这一样的，这不能把它当成一个大信息，这是在大信息之下的小的。19节也是一样。
And in verse 19, this is what the Lord Almighty says. These are minor divisions.
好，那所以第七八两章就有四个信息。
In 7 and 8, we read of four messages.
刚好每一章有两个信息。
And there are two in each chapter.
看第九章。
Chapter 9.
九章第一节。
Verse 1.
耶和华的末世。
An oracle of the Lord.
哦，所以这里是末世了哈，是不一样的。
It is an oracle.
那接下来，就是神的末世了。
Then the following are the oracles from God.
那你看第十二章。
Let's read chapter 12.
十二章，耶和华论以色列的末世。
An oracle. This is the word of the Lord.
所以这是两个大标题。
These are the broader the main titles of these sections.
所以这是两个神的末世。
About the two oracles from God.
一直到第十三章，到第十四章结束。
And these oracles conclude at chapter 14.
所以这样看起来的话，那个撒加利亚书虽然是很多，但是你把它整理起来。
Although Zechariah consists of many chapters, you can summarize them as such, organize them as such. In chapters 1 through 6 are the eight visions. Chapters 7 through 8 are the four messages. And 9 to 14 are the two oracles. The four messages are balanced, are distributed equally throughout the two chapters. And the two oracles take up three chapters each.
那这样的话，你撒加利亚书差不多是都就知道了哈。
And if you know that, you know the basic structure of Zechariah.
So, 我们这四卷书，你现在有一个概念了哈。
So now we should have a overall understanding of the four books.
好，复习一下。
Let's review what we have said.
就马上可以用了哈。你坐回去就想想，从第几章到几章写什么这样子。或是你开车的时候，但是要开车的时候可以想想，但是要注意红绿灯就是了。
When you're on the road, you can think about these things, which chapter is about what. Just watch out for the red light.
以斯拉记。
Let's turn to Ezra.
分成两大段。
Which consists of two main divisions.
对不对？第一大段一章到第六章。
The first is in chapters 1 through 6.
这是所罗巴伯带领他们建圣殿。
Zerubbabel led the people to rebuild the temple.
这是在古列王的时候。
It was in the reign of King Cyrus.
那第二段是第七章到第十章。
The second section is chapters 7 through 10.
然后再来是尼希米记。
Nehemiah.
尼希米记他是回来那个重建圣城，那个圣城。
It's about rebuilding the holy city.
那前半段就是重建圣城，后面第十三章也就是复兴信仰。
The first half is about rebuilding the city, the second half about reviving the faith.
那在这个两个历史事件当中呢，有插入两个先知书。
And while during the time span of these two historical figures were two prophets.
就是哈该书跟撒加利亚书
namely Haggai and Zechariah.
撒加利亚书哈该书有四次的神的信息，四次的神的意象。
In Haggai,
神的话了哈。
In Haggai, it is four times the word of the Lord came to Haggai.
总共才有三个月有二十四天。
But all the words lasted for only 3 months and 24 days.
有四次的信息。
There were four messages. In Zechariah,
有八四二
just remember 8, 4, and 2.
八个意象
8 visions.
四个信息
four messages,
2个默示,
and 2 oracles.
好，那我们就上完了。
We have finished the class.
那这是最粗略的。
This is the general overview.
当然是我是看别人的，那你们是听我讲的，这样很容易了哈。
I've gotten this material from other people too.
那我们现在就细则来看吧。
Now let's go into greater depth.
好，我们先从那个以时间来看。
Let's look at the chronological table.
这个是重建圣殿。
This is about the rebuilding of the temple.
重建意思说本来是有的，是后来毁坏了，再重新来。
Rebuilding means rebuilding something that used to have but was torn down.
那你这个你就要想起建圣殿的时候跟这个时候也可以比较。
And you can compare the, our time and age with the rebuilding of the temple.
我先把这个思考的方式先跟你讲一下哈，这个是方向。
Let me just give you the train of my thought.
好，那现在他们重建圣殿的时候，他们一定要先回来圣殿，人要先回来。
In order to rebuild the temple, the people had to return home first.
好，他们回归来的时候，跟以色列人他们要建圣殿也是很长的历史啊。 他们从埃及出埃及，出埃及为什么？出埃及是要离开罪恶之地，来到神所应许的地，在那边拜神。
In Exodus, we read how the Israelites left the land of Egypt so as to go to another land to worship God.
他们离开埃及是有这样的意思的。
That was the purpose for their Exodus.
摩西跟法老讲说，我们是要离开这里，然后要去拜我们的神，有没有？
Moses told Pharaoh, we want to leave this land so that we can go and worship our God.
好，那你这个你可以比较一下。
Let's do some comparison.
建那个出埃及的时候，跟出埃及时候的情况，跟他们现在要从外邦地，都是从外邦回归哈，回来，有没有不一样？
Is there a difference between the Exodus
想想有没有不一样?
And the return of the remnants from the Gentile land?
这是问题，这是思考方向就是了。
That's something for you to think about.
那我们先来看以斯拉记。Let's
read Ezra.
以斯拉记一开始呢，就是神的话要应验。At
the beginning of Ezra, it tells us how the word of the Lord is fulfilled.
古列元年是什么时候呢？
When was the first year of King Cyrus?
我给你们的这是539了哈。
The years I've given you are the year is 539.
那有的是写538.
Some people say it's 538.
那没有关系啦，这无所谓。
Doesn't matter.
那反正就是古列元年就是。
But it was the first year of King Cyrus.
那神的话要应验。
The word of the Lord came to pass.
所以从这里可以看出神是历史的神。
It tells us here that the Lord is the Lord of history.
神在主宰历史。
He is in control of history.
那这70年他们在国外做什么?
What were the people doing during the 70 years?
做什么? 有时候没写啊。
It doesn't tell us.
因为是过很平常的日子吧。
Because their life was quite mundane.
就像耶利米跟他们所讲的, 你们要盖房子啊, 要播种啊, 要女儿要娶啊, 要嫁女儿啊, 啊, 有没有?
Jeremiah told them to build houses, to plant vineyards, to plant fields and to give their daughters in marriage.
就是要做很平常的日子的生活。
In other words, they will live a very ordinary life.
好，那70年过了。
After the 70 years.
70年很长哎。
70 years is actually a long time.
在圣经里面，我们有时候在念的时候跳过去，其实当中很长，有时候神都一句话没讲。
While the Bible may seem to be the time span may seem to be very short, but it may be very, very many years apart.
当然，在旧约人比较可怜一点呢。The
people of the Old Testament were more unfortunate.
比如说亚伯拉罕的故事。For
example, the story of Abraham.
他有时候十几年，神一句话都没讲。For
10-some years, God never spoke to him.
神说：“来哦，你去迦南地。”一去那边，神都没有话讲。God 他自己搞了乱七八糟，然后神才说不对。
God first told him, get up and go to the land of Canaan. He got there and God never received a word again from God. And he just went his own way until God said to him again, you have done wrong.
他娶夏甲, 神也没有说, stop, 不能。
When he was going to marry Hagar, God didn't 对不对? Intervene by saying stop.
到生完了孩子, 神还说, 不对。
Only after he gave, he had the child did God say, it is not right.
这个已经没办法了，这是另外一个故事。好，那在七十年之后，神在历史，他是主宰的。
From these 70 years, we see that the Lord is the Lord of history.
所以神就激动这个波斯王古列的心。
The Lord moved the heart of Cyrus, king of Persia.
那个在圣经里面，有些外邦的王也是神的仆人。
The Bible tells us that some of the kings of the Gentiles were used as servants of God.
所以你不要听说啊，这是神的仆人就很伟大。
But don't think that servants of God means something great.
不一定，只是器皿而已。
Because they are just vessels or instruments.
像波斯王古列，他也是什么？是神的器皿。
Yeah, Cyrus, for example, the king of Persia was an instrument of God.
神还特别说的。
And God stated that specifically.
以赛亚书44章28节。
Isaiah 44:28.
Excuse me,
verse 28.
Isaiah 44:28.
Chapter 45:1-13.
如果你感觉有兴趣，你就要记下来。如果没有的话，就没有关系啊。我不翻了，不然我看时间来不及。
You can just write these down.
古列他是外邦的王。
Cyrus was a Gentile king.
也是神的器皿啊。
He was a vessel of God.
也是神的仆人。
He was the servant, a servant of God.
那我们是圣工，你也是这样子哦。
The same goes with us, the sacred workers.
你是神的仆人。
You are workers of God.
你是神的器皿。
You are his vessels and servants.
但是你要小心，不一定对你有好处啊。
But remember, it may not be to your benefit.
你以为说这个是矛盾的，这是不矛盾的，你想好一点啊。
It may seem contradictory, but it is not.
一个器皿，对你本你是这个器皿，但是对你以后的灵命，对你以后的灵命不一定有好处。
Being a vessel will not necessarily do any good to your spiritual life.
比如说这古列王,
King Cyrus, for example,
他是神的器皿,
was used as the vessel of God.
神特别拣选他,
God especially appointed him.
神也说, 我的仆人古列,
God also said, this is my servant, Cyrus.
你想他以后得救吗?
Do you think he will be saved?
就他以后的灵命啊,
as far as his salvation or spiritual life is concerned,
我看, 这另外一回事情。
It's a different matter altogether.
圣经里面你再查一查。
If you study the Bible,
有很多是神的器皿。
You will see that many are used as vessels of God.
神一定要用它。
And God will use them.
但是他后来就不好了。
But they corrupted themselves.
你能够想到谁呢?
Can you think of some examples?
像扫罗也是。
King Saul is an example.
神一定开始用他。
God did use him.
他也是很好的。
And he was quite good at first.
他是一个创，说实在，如果以他以那个时代的历史来讲的话，他比大卫更具有历史价值。
In terms of his value in history, his worth was greater than that of David.
他是一个。 从没有国王开始有的第一个国王。
He was the first king in the nation.
所以他是高人一头的。
He was a head taller than the rest.
他还是神的灵大大充满了，你看他。
And he was filled mightily with the power of
God. 神的灵也感动他，他还讲预言呢。
He was moved by God's spirit to give oracles.
所以他也是列在先知里面，他也是神跟他很感动的。
So he was also among the prophets inspired by God.
但是他这个器皿后来就没有用了。
But this vessel later on became useless and was broken.
你想那个所罗门王,
King Solomon, for example.
他后来好吗?
It was, did he have a good ending?
他一生下来是好的,
when he was,
生下来,
he was born as a good person.
因为, 我们看那个尼希米记,
look at Nehemiah.
尼希米记最后也讲到他了。
The end of Nehemiah, the last chapter.
第十三章,
chapter 13 of Nehemiah.
第二十六节。
Verse 26。
我又说，以色列王所罗门不是在这样的事上犯罪吗？在多国中，并没有一王像他，且蒙他神所爱，神立他做以色列全国的王。然而，连他也被外邦女子引诱犯罪，所以他到最后是犯罪的。
King Solomon sinned。
那所罗门是开始是我们看到的，这里是。且蒙他神所爱，他是被神所爱的。
It says here that Solomon was loved by his God.
在诗篇里面，所罗门有写诗。
Solomon wrote this one, some of the Psalms.
那个有一组的诗叫上行诗。
There's a group of Psalms called the Psalms of Ascent.
那上行诗里面有所罗门的上行诗。
And among these songs of ascent are some written by Solomon.
我们看第一百二十七篇第二节。
Let's read Psalm 127, verse 2.
这是所罗门自己讲的了哈。
These were the words of Solomon.
上行诗。一百二十七篇第二节。
Psalm 127, verse 2.
你们清早起来，夜晚安歇，吃劳碌得来的饭，本是枉然。唯有什么神所亲爱的必叫他安然睡觉。如果睡得好的人，神就是很喜欢的人。
Those who can sleep are loved by God.
当然我们不能反证说你失眠就神不喜欢你，当然不能这样说。
But that doesn't mean insomnia means God doesn't like you.
但是如果你天天失眠也是要检讨一下。
But if you have long term insomnia,
为什么会失眠那么厉害呢？
Why do you have such serious insomnia?
是不是至少这边说，唯有神所喜爱、所亲爱的，必安然睡觉，会睡得好。
It says God grants sleep to those those He loves.
有时候还没躺下就感觉快睡着了，就很安慰。哎呀，神还喜欢我吧，让我好好睡。
If you fall asleep quickly, you can tell yourself that God still loves you.
有时候很累，真的，我隔天只记得说要躺下去那个动作。就不知道了。
Sometimes I'm so tired that the next day I only remember that I lay down.
这边说耶和华所亲爱的是谁呢？
Who are those whom God loves?
是谁？大概所罗门他自己啊。
Probably Solomon himself.
所罗门名字，神给他取个名字叫做神所爱的。
The name Solomon is from God, which means God, the one
对不对？
That God loves.
所罗门很有名，就是所罗门。
Solomon is a famous name.
就智慧王。
The famous wise king.
这另外一个道理，其实他得智慧不好的。
But in reality,
得智慧不好啊，他为什么后来败坏？他得智慧，他若不得智慧是好的。
The wisdom wasn't good for him because the wisdom corrupted him.
另外一个道理哈。所以，如果所罗门王是傻傻的，他以后不会败坏，不会被神讨厌。
Had Solomon been foolish, he probably wouldn't have been hated by God that much.
我们看那个啥。撒母记下第十二章。
Let's read 2 Samuel chapter 12.
二十四节。
Verse 24.
这是所罗门的儿子，那个名字，神取的名字。
This is the name Solomon given by God.
你们可能也讲过神所取名的人，有没有讲过这样的道理？
Have you ever given a sermon called People Who Were Named by God?
你们可以讲到可以讲这个，看圣经里面查神起过谁的名字，他名字是什么意思，你可以讲两三次。
You can give sermons on the people, the characters in the Bible.
会讲到嘛，是不是？
Whose names were given by God.
那参考这样。这边说大卫安慰他的妻拔示巴与他同情，他又生了一个儿子，给他起名叫做所罗门。所以这个所罗门是他爸爸起的名字。
Solomon was named by David.
好，然后呢，耶和华也喜爱他。
And the Lord loved him.
二十五节。
25.
那特别麻烦了，还叫先知来给他起名字。
And
就借先知拿单赐他一个名字叫做耶底底亚，因为耶和华喜爱他。
And because the Lord loved him, he sent word through Nathan the prophet to name him Jedidiah.
这是从那个这个字是那个希伯来文，就是亚大，就是 love 的意思啊。
Jedidiah in Hebrew is love.
就是神所爱的。
Loved by God.
所以神喜欢谁？
Who did God love?
当然是所罗门呢。
Solomon.
所以所罗门在写诗篇127篇的时候说，他那时候一定睡得很好的。
So when Psalm wrote Psalm 127, he was probably a sound sleeper.
那时候他还没犯罪啊。
At that time, he hadn't sinned.
天天睡得好。
He could sleep very well.
所以他写的时候一定很安慰，神所喜爱的人叫他安然睡觉啊，就是我，我的名字叫做耶底底亚，叫神所爱的，难怪我睡得这么好。
So when he wrote, God grants sleep to those whom he loves, he was probably referring to himself.
后来所罗门也要失眠了。
But later on, Solomon probably lost sleep.
当他讲虚空的时候，不是失眠了吗？
When he wrote about vanity, didn't he have insomnia?
是不是？你所做的都没有意思了，你也不失眠了。
When everything you do is vain, wouldn't you go without sleep?
那为什么会搞到这样子？
What happened in the process?
就是，哦，那个什么，历代志那个列王记下。记上第十一章这边
It's recorded in 1 Chronicles chapter 11
十一章第一节
Verse 1
他又娶了好多的外邦女子、啊、
Excuse me, 1 Kings chapter 11 verse 1
那其实呢所罗门娶这些太太不是自己愿意的
It wasn't Solomon
得控制时间 对不起、啊、我有时候一讲忘记、啊、如果时间到拜托
Please ring the bell for me when it's time.
我马上可以停了，我不会说再一点再多一点，不会、啊。
I will stop right there when the bell rings.
哦，怕占人家时间不好，注意哈。好，把伊利亚讲完好了。
Let's finish talking about Elijah.
我们先来看那个列王记上。
Please turn to 1 Kings.
17章。
Chapter 17.
实际上他整章里面神对他的训练
God trained him in this chapter
其实神把他藏起来
God hid him
神差遣他
God sent him
这是对以利亚来讲很好的主题神差他去哪里就把他藏起来
This is a very good theme in, about Elijah Wherever God sent him, God would hide him
你看十七章第二节
17 verse 2
第三节
Verse 3
神说你离开这里往东去藏
Turn eastward and hide
是神差遣他并且神把他藏起来
God sent him and hid him
其实这个时候呢那个国王一直在找他
But the king had been looking for him
我们怎么知道呢
How do we know that?
后来那个国王的家宅、哦、总管说哇我们国王找你找死了
The chief steward of the king said that the king had been looking for him everywhere
用那个警察那个国际警察热线都找不到
He went throughout the different countries different nations and could not find Elijah
你看十八章
Chapter 18 Verse 10
这个家宅怕以利亚
This servant of Elijah was afraid of Elijah
以利亚说你去告诉你的国王我在这里
Elijah had told him go and tell the king that I'm here
这家宅说我不敢了、啊
But Obadiah said, I'm afraid.
因为我国王这几年来都一直在找你找不到。
Because the king had been looking for you all these years.
派人到各国去。
He sent people to different nations.
隔壁的国家说你不在那里要发誓的、啊、说你不在那里。
If any nation said that you were not there, they had to swear.
这亚哈王很霸道就是了。
Ahab was quite was a dictator.
但是霸道也要强才能够霸道嘛对不对
But that means that he was also very strong.
如果那个台湾派总统说跟克林顿说，哎，我们有没有个人跑去哪里啊？他说没有。你要发誓，我看会。这个事情只有美国对那个叙利亚才会这样子，有没有？上次人质跑到叙利亚说叫出来，他不叫就派人去抓了。
Only the
强国才能够这样子啊！你弱国反过来不理你啊！
Only the strong countries can do that, just like America to Syria.
亚哈当时就是这么强啊！他要一个人，国家里面找不到，国外去找，人家说没有，还要叫人家发誓。
Ahab was very strong at the time, so he was able to make people swear that Elijah wasn't in their country.
从这个你就可以让我们知道，这国王找他找得多凶啊，多狠，并且多厉害，多急。
So we can see how urgent the king's decree was to seek Elijah.
找了他吗?
But was he able to find him?
找不到。
No.
为什么?
Why?
神把他藏着。
Because the Lord had hidden him.
那其实这个以常理来讲，这个怎么在溪水旁呢？找不到，这很奇怪啊。
It's quite strange that he could not be found by a creek.
其实以利亚没有特别藏嘛。
Elijah didn't really hide anywhere.
好，啊，再来去寡妇家。
And he went to the widow's house.
除非他每天都不出门。
Unless he hid himself in the house every day.
至少会被隔壁的那个没事的老太太看到。
Or else the...
对不对？年轻人都去上班了，知道老太太，那个老太太你去那个老人公寓，他们都没事，都在窗户看，有没有？
Or else the busybody wives next door will also find out.
好，那经过了这三次的训练，这个就是第一个物质的训练，再来就是情欲的训练，再来神给他能力的这个我们不讲了，这个
God trained him in different areas in the material as well as his desires.
十八章第几节
Chapter 18 verse 1.
过了许久，到了第三年
After a long time in the third year,
神这样说，你去让亚哈看照你。
The Lord said to him, go and present yourself to Ahab.
所以一个真正的工人是应该这样子的。
This is what a true worker of God should be like.
藏在神里面。
Hide yourself in God.
那神叫你现在国王面前。
And God will ask you to present yourself to the king.
所以他经过了这训练之后，
After this training,
他可能想说全世界只有我一个了。
He was probably thinking, I am the only one in the world.
人常常会这样子哦。
We are often like that.
你会不会？
Are you like that?
在教会里面。
In the church?
好像没有一个热心的。
Seems like no one else is fervent.
但我们在讲到教会冷淡的时候，这个也不热心，那个不热心，这个传道也是讲道，也是打瞌睡，这个反正到最后只有怎么样，我没有讲道而已啊。
When we talk about that the church is weak,
只有我了哈。
When we say that the church was weak, we criticize everybody else except ourselves. I am the best.
那很有趣的十八章的第十三节。
Chapter 18, verse 13.
这个敬畏神的这个厄巴迪
Obadiah who feared the Lord,
他说他是从小敬畏神的
have feared the Lord since youth、
他说然后他告诉他什么呢
What did he say?
十三节
Verse 13
耶洗别杀耶华众先知的时候我将耶华的一百个先知藏了每五十个人藏在一个洞拿饼和水供养他们岂没有人将这事告诉我主吗这是一个发问的很客气的这个缓就是你应该知道意思说你应该知道了没有人告诉你吗你说你应该知道啊
Obadiah said haven't you heard that
对不对
对 the other prophets were hidden by God
我们人有时候讲话很看身份的
we often change our tones depending on who we're speaking to
这个很虔诚的很敬畏神的这个厄巴迪跟先知讲话很客气的
Obadiah、
啊、
a servant who feared God was very respectful of this prophet he said haven't you heard
伏笔啊神派了一个 hint
because it was
跟他讲的
It was a hint from God to Elijah.
一个厄巴底，一个敬畏神的一个平常的人来说实在来勉励先知。
Obadiah, one who feared God, was sent by God to encourage, to exhort the prophet.
这些话如果换一个人来讲的话，可能不一样口气。
If these words were from somebody else's mouth, they would have been different.
如果以利亚的老师,
let's say if it was Elijah's teacher.
跟以利亚可能不是说，难道没有人告诉你吗？应该说，哎，你搞什么鬼？不是你一个哦，还有一百个啊，
he would have said,
都是我养的啊。
He would have said, what are you thinking?
口气不一样，对不对？
You're not
你没有探听探听啊， 眼睛长在哪里啦？
He would have said, what are you thinking? You think you're the only one when there are 100 other prophets?
这个先知实在听不下去人家讲的话，常常是这样的。
But this prophet didn't listen very well.
好，那现在以利亚上加密山了。
Elijah went up Mount Carmel.
那第20节，
verse 20, chapter 18.
亚哈差人就上加密山了。
Ahab sent men to the mountain.
那21节，
21.
那以利亚这时候不开口，好像心里很难过。
Elijah just had to open his mouth.
以利亚就前来对。 那个众民说，
so Elijah said to the people,
以利亚这些话是很义正言辞啊，那，
he was very straightforward with his words.
言辞义正啊，言怎么讲？义正辞严对了，义正辞严对。哦，我讲刚刚讲什么？好，你说你们心思良要到几时呢？
How long will you waver between two opinions?
这个应该是训人的话哈。This
is a very reprimand.
若真神是神呐。
If the Lord is God,
就当顺从真神。
Follow him.
若巴利是神，
but if Baal is God,
就当顺从巴利。
Follow him.
这个时候你们做个选择吧。
Make a choice.
要一刀两断。
Just make a choice and don't.
但是一刀这些百姓没用啊。
But the people would not
make a choice.
And they were silent.
父母生气的时候最怕小孩子皮的不理你。
One thing that the parents are afraid the most is when children don't pay attention to you.
那看第22节。
22.
以利亚对众人说，
Elijah said to them,
说做真神先知只剩下我一个。
I am the only one of the Lord's prophets.
他自我跑出来了。
His ego emerged.
这可能是事实吧。
It could be a fact.
但是他可能忘记 那个刚刚那个小人物跟他讲呢，还有一百个人呢。
But he forgot what Obadiah said, that there were still 100 prophets.
但是也可能他说不怕死的先知只有我一个，可能是这样子的。
But what he meant was probably, I'm the only one who is not afraid of death.
他是被神藏被神养的。
He was hidden by God and fed by God.
另外一百个是藏在洞里被人养的。
But the other
他可能这样想吧。
But the other prophets were hidden in a cave fed by men.
那另外一个百个是洞里先知就是了。
He was probably thinking that those 100 prophets were cave prophets.
所以他说，以利亚对众民说，做耶和华做真神先知只剩下我一个人。
So he said, I am the only one of the Lord's prophets left.
这话讲起来哈，我看到外教会一个什么，不晓在哪里了，你讲。 就是他写还蛮有名的人物，他说这就是好像一人当关，万夫莫敌啊，英雄气概，神国的好汉。我一看说，哎呀，糟糕了。Someone
commented that he is the hero of God's kingdom, but I didn't agree.
很糟糕啊，他失败就从这里开始了。That
was actually the beginning of his failure.
剩下我一个人。I
am the only one.
很气魄嘛，对不对？ 很有气魄，很勇敢的。It's
very courageous and heroic.
但是继续下去，他做圣工很顺利啊。And
the work he did was carried out smoothly.
其实我们再把它回想一下。But
let us reflect again.
让百姓趴在地上的，不是他的灵修啊。
It wasn't his spiritual life that made the Israelites bow to the ground.
也不是他能力,
it wasn't Elijah's power.
因为神训练他之后,他很有灵修,很有能力之后,他跟百姓讲了很感动的话,百姓怎么一言不答,没有用啊。
If he were that powerful, then why did the people not say anything?
我们不要被世上的一些价值观念或是迷惑。
Let us not be deceived by the value system of this world.
不然你会幻灭哦。
Or else you will have an illusion.
这是我自己当传道一个感觉。
As a pastor, I have this feeling.
我每当传道，人家跟我讲说。 你只要怎么怎么怎么，只要怎么怎么怎么，教会一定兴旺。后来我有这样这样这样这样这样，哎，没有啊。
People say if you do such and such and such, the church will revive. So I did it, and the church didn't revive.
那刚开始当说实在，我那时候我不骗你呢，我有时候自己感觉自己当传道不太像啊。我想说啊，算了，当这个传道也是，只是这样跟神在偷想，跟神在偷想而已啦，我不敢讲。
I feel that I'm not really like a
我现在也不是说我不当，我现在是要继续当，对你们的哈，这两回事，两回事。
But that doesn't mean I'm quitting or anything.